Coffee Chat with Camille podcast. Hi everyone, this is Camille from sunny California. You're listening to Coffee Chat with Camille show, which is a podcast series that interviews various guests about real life topics for people who love to learn. And then sometimes I chat about different topics that I think are important or that need to be discussed. I want to encourage you to share these recordings and these shows as much as possible, because we are grassroots, and also because we are really here to make people think or to help them think, comment, and exercise kind of putting themselves out there in a positive, meaningful way. Okay, so today the topic is on Writing with Death by Beth Skild. I'm not sure if a lot of people are aware of who Jean-Michel Basquiat was to the art world, but he was definitely the, in my humble opinion, I think one of the greatest artists ever. And I said one of, we have so many, but he was just, his work does something to me. It actually inspired me to become an even more focused and I think a more focused artist in general, and not to worry so much about the financial aspect, because I know that that will come, but really about the expressionism of it all. And we need to be able to put our thoughts out there in our work and let the world know that we do have a message, right? I think every last one of us has some kind of a message to leave behind, and we really need to think on that, especially if we have children, you know. What will our legacy be, or what will our life say that is positive, as opposed to, oh, she was scandalous, she didn't do this, that, or the other. You know, that's kind of annoying at this point, because everybody's always outing everyone, and I think woke society is appropriate when there's injustice, but other than that, not too much. I just think we should try to be kinder to each other, if anything. And I don't say that like an Ellen DeGeneres, where I'm not even practicing it in my real life. I mean, I really mean it. And I think Ellen did. I think Ellen had a hard time, by the way. But you know, there's a lot more of us who have a lot to put out into the universe that's positive energy. So how I want to start this show a little bit is, I do three chants of love, peace, harmony. Love, peace, harmony. Love, peace, harmony. Okay, so let's start there. There's an art piece by writing, it's called, excuse me, by Jean-Michel Basquiat, and it's called Writing with Death. And it is for me, when I look at it, and when I first saw it, it was a little haunting, you know. I think a lot haunting. And I could understand, as an artist, viewing another artist's work, exactly what Jean-Michel was attempting or did in fact convey. And I think I'm at that point in my life where you're just sort of contemplating, like, all the people that you know and love will soon not be here. And then after a while, I won't be here, you know? And this is a cycle of life. Life includes death. And so how do we feel about it when we realize that we are in fact not as immortal as we thought we were? So this would really be, for me, really the thought process of what it takes to love a parent so much and feel you never really receive that from them, and that everyone else is telling you what your parent was trying to do for you as if that was them loving you. And I think those are by far two different things. I don't know why there's such a disconnect at times between us and our parents, but I can say that I know for a fact, because I did do my DNA, that so far my parents are my parents. So that's good news. But my father now is in poor health, and it was kind of an interesting thought process for me, because I was like having these dreams about my dad. And in the dreams, he was just lying there in his room in the bed in like a white hospital gown. And his face was just pointed up to the wall in his room, and he was in all white. And he looked so at peace. And I just kept staring at him, and I didn't want to get close to him. But I knew that even though he wasn't physically in my presence, that it was his spirit. I knew that. And he didn't come to me once, but twice. So I got somewhat of the news that he's not well this past week. He's in a resting home for Alzheimer's dementia, and that his coloration had changed, and his stomach is bloated, and he's refusing blood work, and my sister flies out to see him. And she's a worker for, I believe it's like for hospice care and to transition, to help people who are transitioning in the medical field. And at any rate, so, you know, she comes down, her and my mother go visit my father, and my mother and I talk a little, and she's pretty upset about the fact that he may not be with us much longer. And pretty sure he has prostate cancer also, but I'm not for certain. Just know that he's 77 years old, and you know, he's not well. And so, all of that being said, I started like going through all these emotions, and Mom was just like, "Man, I miss Dad." And not in a conventional way. My dad was a very depressed, sad person, quite frankly, with incredible ability and incredibly handsome and well-spoken, but broken. And it was passed on. I'm the oldest, and I'm about all those things as well. But at the same time, I am at this crossroad, I could say, yet another one. And I feel like crossroads come about every 10 years. And I said, gee, for about a half a century, I don't know what the heck I was doing with my life. I mean, you know, it's like, wake up, what did you do? You say, oh, I was trying to do stuff, but it didn't work out. But it's sort of those type of sentiments, you know. So I realize that looking at Jean-Michel Basquiat's painting of writing with death, of him looking as if he's going on with it, and he's at his end, mentally at his end. Now, do I know what the great artist was really thinking? No, I don't. Do I have knowledge based on bios and documentaries of his life, what the artist was thinking? Still not much, not really. Because only he knew what he was thinking, right? And he's not here. There's no diary that we're aware of. And I say all of this to say that my father gave me the gift of life along with my mother and creativity. He was the first man in my life that I ever saw sketch with such accuracy. And so I credit my artistic ability to him. And I'm okay with him not being here anymore. So the question that I'd like for all of you to answer is, have you experienced loss or a loved one who has transitioned? By the way, I'm using transitioning as the new word for dying, which I don't want to say dying, you know, but it's transition, you know. So my question to you, my wonderful, brilliant, awesome, amazing thinkers, have you experienced loss? How did it make you feel? And did you do something proactive or detractive after the person you loved was no longer here? So those are the questions. And I want you all to take time to get to a museum, and in particular go to a contemporary one where you can see Jean-Michel Basquiat's artwork. And also, last but never least, leave me some comments about art. You know, what you do as an artist, or what's on your mind about an artist or a painting. Just reach out. Okay? So, that's going to really end this wonderful episode. And it's called Writing with Death by Basquiat. And my short pitch was let's chat about art. Okay? Also, I play the ukulele, so that's what I was using in the opening. And actually, I think we need to close out our episode with my ukulele. I may do some open chords and C chord. And we'll see. Okay? Well, thank you.